Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Trace, have you ever seen The Gladiator?
Oh, with Russell Crowe? Yes, of course. I mean, isn't that like a requirement?
Yes. Do you march around the house yelling, "Am I not merciful?" after seeing that? Because that goes on for months after we've seen the movie. Well, today I want to talk about gladiatresses, which are female gladiators.
Ooh, all right.
So their existence is written about very seldom, and accounts are very few and written by members of Roman's elite. They seem to have been introduced during what is the late Republic and early Empire Roman period. So that would be 509 BCE to 27 BCE for that first phase, and up to 200 AD, at which point they were outlawed. They were banned.
Oh.
The ban was more about status than about gender.
So like it was canceled not because, oh, we can't have women fighting.
No, it was not a gender-based prohibition. It was Cassius Dio, who was an elite Roman historian, points out that the much admired Emperor Titus used female gladiators, but they were of acceptably low class.
Oh,
yeah. They can infer things about female gladiators from the writings about women of lofty position needing to stay in their roles.
Oh, okay. It's okay for the ladies who are living hand to mouth, but we don't want anybody.
Slaves and poor people. Okay. So for those that did, and honestly, when you see the Gladiator movies and read about it, it's not a super glam. It's a rough life. So the gladiatresses fought each other. They didn't seem to fight against men. It was each other or wild animals.
Huh.
And they would do it at various games and festivals. They seemed to use the same equipment as men, but were definitely outnumbered. There just was not nearly as many women. They were definitely an exotic rarity by the audience. It was a truly lavish spectacle if there were gladiatresses.
Huh.
Yeah, I've learned that there are different kinds of gladiator events. There are public sponsored that everybody gets to go to. And so those are like state sponsored.
State sponsored.
Yeah, state sponsored. Yeah. And then there were the rich people paid in. And that seems to be more where you see the gladiatrixes. They did not seem to get to do the formal training in the Luddite like the male gladiators did. However, they do seem to have probably trained under private tutors in Collegia Luvenum, which is a youth organizations. So the training would be informal or under a master, but not in an official school.
So I kind of feel like what you're saying is this is like women's basketball.
Yes, with death on the line.
Where it's, well, it's really cool and we like to see it and it's kind of fancy, but it's not going to get the airtime that the male teams get.
Huh. Exactly. Yeah, there is one marble relief that shows two nearly identical gladiators that they think look to be female. And one is identified as Amazonia and the other is Aquilia. And this is in all like art history. They can find one image. They're both bareheaded in this and they have a loincloth, a belt, a rectangular shield, a dagger, and an arm protector. And they had objects at their feet that might have been discarded helmets. But that's the extent of it.
Okay, so is this a case of, I'm just going to really step on the down with the patriarchy here. Did we not hear about them because the people who were writing about it were men? And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, like, I do. Yeah.
Or is this just, it's cultural?
I think it could be a little bit of both. Because you read about, there are talks of burials and they have found evidence of a cremation burial unearthed in Southwark, London. And this was in 2001. And they say it was possible female gladiators, and she was called the Great Dover Street Woman. Oh. She's buried outside the main cemetery where the gladiators would have been, and scholars have said, yes, this seems to be a gladiatrix. But then others say, 70% probable. It's intriguing, circumstantial, erroneous. She might have just been an enthusiast or a gladiator's wife, but that's like hardcore fandom, and there's enough other things that point to probable gladiatrices that I'm in. I believe it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, come on. There had to have been
at least a handful.
Yeah. That were more athletic and who I'm thinking of, Brienne of Tarth, you know, if you've watched Game of Thrones, the big woman who is athletic and who wants to fight. And
yeah, there had to be enough around that grew up in that environment and then oozed into it as adults or purposefully pursued it.
Yeah. Wow.
So, gladiatrices.
Huh.
We can do a movie someday.
That's very cool. I mean, yeah. Like, it's terrible that they were fighting for profit. Equality. Yay.
Right.
Well, anytime you're in the mood for one of our back episodes, you can ask your smart speaker to play us. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And please, whenever you listen, like and subscribe the show. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.